Here is the law, as to how to judge among the people in Allah's system. The 27th of September 2018. If you have been watching the news these days, you would know about the sexual assault testimony of Dr. Christine Ford, against Brett Kavanaugh, nominee for becoming a Supreme Court judge, the highest court in USA. Now, this judge is going to be hired for a lifetime job, in order to judge amongst all the people in USA, as a member of the highest court in USA. That is why people are going to make sure to choose a right person. But, surprisingly, only few senators are going to decide the destiny of this judge, because politicians are the rulers of this country. Yet, if the people of this country disagree with these senators' decisions, they could only demonstrate and scream, as we are all witnessing the chaos in US government these days. Now, as you know, Allah sent us His scriptures, so we could judge amongst the people. As we read in Surah 5, we have sent down the Torah, containing guidance and light. Ruling in accordance with it, were the Jewish prophets, as well as the rabbis and the priests, as dictated to them, in Allah's scripture, and as witnessed by them. Therefore, do not reverence human beings, you shall reverence me, instead. And do not trade away my revelations for a cheap price. Those who do not rule in accordance with Allah's revelations are the disbelievers. 544. And we decreed for them, in it, that the life for the life, the eye for the eye, the nose for the nose, the ear for the ear, the tooth for the tooth, and an equivalent injury for any injury. If one forfeits what is due to him as a charity, it will atone for his sins. Those who do not rule in accordance with Allah's revelations are the unjust. 545. The people of the Anjil shall rule in accordance with Allah's revelations therein. Those who do not rule in accordance with Allah's revelations are the wicked. 547. Then we revealed to you this scripture, truthfully, confirming previous scriptures and superseding them. You shall rule among them in accordance with Allah's revelations, and do not follow their wishes, if they differ from the truth that came to you. For each of you, we have decreed laws and different rights. Had Allah willed, He could have made you one congregation. But He thus puts you to the test through the revelations He has given each of you. You shall compete in righteousness. To Allah is your final destiny, all of you. Then He will inform you of everything you had disputed. 548. Then Shaitan came up with his own rules, and said, we all should respect people's religions and ideas. And Allah says, do not fear people, but Allah. That is why now we have 4,200 fake, false and man-made religions, and none of them are authorized by Allah. As far as committing a sin, Allah forgives all of our sins, up to the age of 41, the age of responsibility. As we read in 46, 15 and 16. All because Allah is the loving creator. Thank Allah. We enjoin the human being to honor his parents. His mother bore him with pain, gave birth to him with pain, and his weaning takes 30 months till, when he attains his full maturity and reaches the age of 40 years, he says, my Lord, direct me to appreciate the blessings you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents, and to do the righteous works that please you. Let my children be righteous as well. I have repented to you, I am a submitter. It is from these that we accept the righteous works and overlook their sins. They have deserved paradise. This is the truthful promise that is promised to them. As far as Allah is concerned, when this allegation of sexual assault occurred, these two persons were under the age of 41, therefore, they are all forgiven by Allah. As you remember, when Musa killed a man, he immediately repented to Allah and asked for Allah's forgiveness. And Allah forgave him right there. Why? Because he was around 30 years of age. Under the age of responsibility. But, as far as our made-up laws of the land concerned, I must say that I think Dr. Ford's testimony was the true testimony, because all of the women who have been sexually assaulted explain their incident the same way. I mean, they only remember the moment of being raped or being a victim of sexual misconducts. Plus, she has been telling her husband and some other people long before her today's testimony. Also, she was doing it in order to be a good citizen, so people do not get fooled by a man who has been playing with people's mind for a very long time. Now, analyzing Judge Kevin Na from his wordings, we all heard too many times he talked about his drinking beer all the time. That is his weakest point. As far as Allah concerned, in his Arabic Quran, intoxicants will cover your brain. 2:219 and 5:90 and 91. Then, because you are not in control of your brain anymore, because of alcohol, then Shaitan takes over, and you do things that you would not even remember. I myself was a victim as well, when I was drinking occasionally. Here is some info for the ones who have not been experienced dealing with alcohol. Each one of us was built with different sets of DNA. Therefore, each one of us have a different physical capabilities and shapes, as far as running, biking, boxing, and other physical activities and physical body shapes. The same way we have different capabilities toward eating different foods, and how much we could consume, and different beverages, and how much we could drink. That is why, after a while, we became our own body's doctor. Some time ago, I was over my friend's house, and I met a man drinking a whole bottle of Johnny Walker whiskey, and nothing happened to him, and he was as sober as he was before drinking that whole bottle of whiskey. Surprisingly, he was a fighter jet pilot. Can you believe that? I have never seen anyone like that man in my whole life. And I have seen people who get drunk with only a couple of beers, and their personality changes after those couple of beers. Now, this judge should not have to drink at all, yet he loves to drink beers all the time with his friends, like that is his hobby. The other weakest point that he had was losing his temper and getting angry, and worst of all, getting too emotional and crying almost more than half of his testimony. A judge must be a strong person, so when criminals come to his court, he should be able to control himself and do not let them fool his emotions by crying or getting angry. Yet, a judge must be very calm and alert. One of the reasons that he was getting so emotional was because of the result of those alcohols that changed his behaviors throughout his life. You see, crying is for me and you, but not for a judge who is going to rule over other people, yet he must be on top of the criminals. Only Allah knows that how many people he misjudged with his emotions, tempers and his drinking problems. Now this man, all of his life, been fooling people by his weakest points, and who knows, maybe he could have gotten away with many things by just crying in front of the people. Up to few months back, no one knew about this man's weaknesses, then, all of a sudden, he was exposed in front of the whole world. This is how no one could get away from Allah's retributions. Allah is the best avenger. This man has been embarrassed in front of the whole world. Yet, Allah wanted to give so much credits to Dr. Ford, among all of those women who have been sexually assaulted. Allah just made a new exciting life for this lady, but she does not know it yet. Thank Allah for his constant knowledge.